Peace is exciting. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Peace is exciting. Every one of us has the opportunity to know peace. We all have the opportunity to know what it means to be peaceful, what it means to be gentle and loving. And as we enter into that awareness of what it means to be peaceful, gentle, and loving, we have the opportunity to know that we are the founders of peace. We are the creators of peace. We are the ones who bring peace into the world. We are the ones who establish peace in everything that we do. We are the ones who make the world just a little more happy, a little more beautiful, a little more wonderful. We are the ones, individually. For as one little stone thrown in the middle of a silent pool causes ripples that go from the center of the stone fall all the way to the edge of the pool, and they go on not once, but twice and three times, and sometimes many more times than that, rippling away just from one little pebble we throw into this gigantic pool. Yes, the pool has to be quiet to have the one pebble do its maximum work. But even if the pool were riled up and we had one little pebble thrown into it, that little pebble would make a little difference. And as we keep throwing the pebbles into the pool, little by little, the pool quiets down. It's just sort of a proven thing. The pool sort of quiets down. It's like oil on the water. And as the oil begins to spread across the water, the roughness of the water fades away, and the water is once again calm and cool. Now, right away our thoughts go, well, we don't want oil spills, that's not good. If we have an oil spill, it brings bad stuff to the fish and to the water and to everything else. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a principle. We're talking about a principle like peace. If I were to go into a room and have peaceful thoughts in my heart, no matter how unhappy the room may be, my presence would cause it to become peaceful. Little by little, my presence, not being superior, not telling people how to live their life, but my presence as peace would bring peace into that room. Now, yes, we throw the pebble into a quiet pond and it ripples. We make quite a big effect. And if we are the oil on the water, we are the quietness of the water becomes peaceful. This is who we are. This is the world that we live in. We are a world in which we are the ones who reveal whatever is there. You know, if you go into a room of people who are angry and unhappy, and you are peaceful, and you want to reveal the peace, the original purity and integrity of everyone in that room as peace, then you go in as peace. You don't go in and try to change anything. You go in as peace. And with your peace in your mind and in your heart, you just think loving thoughts about each person. You say, oh, you are so wonderful, quietly to yourself. You are so wonderful. I see everything in your life happy. I see all the desires of your heart met. I see you surrounded by loving people. You are so wonderful. And think that as you look at each person in the room, not looking at the appearances, but looking at what you see as truth. And as you do this, little by little, a peace descends upon that room. I tell you, it's true. Have you practiced it? I practice it. I don't have to do it very often, fortunately, but whenever I do have to do it, I practice it. And I just gaze upon the room, and I look at everyone, and I smile, and I am so loving, and I see each person as gentle and peaceful and loving. I see each person at peace. I see each person fantastic in every glorious way. And as I do this, what happens? As I do this, peace descends upon the room. My peace I give unto thee, not as the world gives peace, but the peace of mind and peace of heart and peace of spirit. And when peace of mind, peace of heart, and peace of spirit descend upon a room, only peace can it be expressed in every possible way. Yes, we say, let there be peace on earth. And we think, what can we, a puny little being like we are, do? Well, a puny little being like we are is the universe. As God is in everything, and as everything, and through everything, we are. And so when we speak our word, and we let the world know by our actions, and by our attitudes, and by our words, hey guys, how you doing? And they look up at you from a very serious argument, and they say, don't bother us, but how you doing? You look like you're having a real intense program there. Anything that's interesting? Don't bother us. Get out of here. We're having a, you see, and you can get a smack in the face for it too, you know. But if you do it lovingly, really, if you do it with peace in your heart, you just say, how you guys? You don't see them fighting. You don't see them unhappy. You just say, how you doing? Good to see you. You guys are wonderful. It's always so nice to come over here and be around you guys. You're such a great group of guys. You don't say something contrary to the experience that they might be having, because that, like, be telling them to be peaceful, because that's sticking your nose in. But when you just say, hey, I just love coming over here. It's just so nice to be here. And, well, see you later, guys, and then walk out. And then you so stunned them, you so upturned their apple cart, that they are unable to continue their unhappy discussion. And sometimes, quite quickly even, they come to the realization, hey, what were we talking about? I don't know, nothing important, you know. So this is how life is. Peace is exciting. Yes. You go into circumstances, and the circumstances say, hey, things aren't so great. And you just say, yes, they are. They're wonderful. They're good. They're beautiful. They're fantastic. And as you say this, you put this cause in motion. You bring this experience about in your life. And as you put this cause in motion, bring this experience about in your life, life is so wonderful, so fantastic, so glorious, so beautiful. You just don't know how to even begin to stop thinking about it. And, of course, who wants to stop thinking about it when you've got everything going for yourself in perfect order? Yes, life is beautiful. Life is peaceful. And the world is peaceful. And that's all that matters, is peace is exciting. So you take peace and make it your image, if you like, and watch how exciting it is. Have a wonderful day, my beloveds. Know that truly, I love you. I love you. I love you.